时候读的一段经文通常比较长，因为对我来讲，我平常读经就是习惯一大段的读，对我来讲这样子比较快。
But before I begin, I want to wish you all Happy New Year.
要在这时候先向大家祝大家新年快乐。
And it's good to be here with family.
很高兴能和这个大家庭在一起。
Our family in Christ.
在主里的家庭。
And with that said, let me open us in a word of prayer for the new year.
在说了以后，我现在让我们用祷告开始。
Heavenly Father,
天父
，Lord, we are so grateful that we get to start anew this year.
很高兴能够在这一年有一个新的开始。
Although it's not much different from yesterday,
虽然跟昨天没有什么差别。
We are reminded in the new year, Lord, of you and your grace in our lives.
在新的一年里面，我们在被提醒你的恩典在我们的生命里。
We thank you for the opportunity now to gather as a family to start the year on the right foot.
谢谢你让我们能够在新的一年有一个正确和我们的弟兄姐妹有一个正确一个好的开始。
By being able to come before you and give you honor first.
能够在一年开始的时候先将我们的敬拜献给你。
And Lord, I just pray that as we start this new year, that this text today may be a lesson that we can learn from to inspire us for the rest of the year.
愿我们今天所读的这段经文能够帮助我们在这一年开始的时候有一个新的学习。
Only you know the future.
主，你知道我们的未来。
And you know the outcomes.
你也知道我们的结局如何。
And so Lord, we submit it to you.
所以我们将自己献在你的手中。
I ask Lord that you would inspire us through your Spirit to focus on you today to learn from you.
借着你的灵在我们当中来使我们知道认识你。
And may we be able to sit at your feet today and learn from this text in Daniel.
能够在你的脚前一起学习今天的这段经文。
And so Lord, we thank you so much in Jesus Christ that we pray.
所以我们献上我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. So, good morning. Happy New Year again.
再一次早安，新年好。
You may wonder why I picked such a interesting title and such a very, it seems very like heavy story.
也许你会好奇为什么我会选这么一个有趣而且但是又严肃的一个题目。
So there's a few reasons.
那有一些原因。
First of all, I'm studying personally the subject of fire.
我最近在研读关于火的这样子的题目。
And so I've been studying for speaking engagements in the future.
我是为了这个将来一个讲道的机会来预备。
And so some of the subjects of fire I've studied is the different famous stories of the Bible where their fire is related.
所以我在看圣经里面关于有关火的一些的内容。
And Daniel chapter 3 story is one of those stories that I've come across that's really amazing.
但以理书里面第三章这一段的故事是我在圣经里面看到一段非常有意思的一段经文。
And I think the reason why it's very special when we talk about fire in the Bible is because oftentimes when you see fire, there's some sort of connection to God.
这个火的这个题目很有意思，原因是因为在圣经里面，当火有这样子的出现的时候，很多的时候是跟神有关。
And today's text is no different.
今天的经文也是如此。
Because what we have in this text is the idea of a theophany.
我们今天所看到的这一段的经文，它的一个意念就是神的显现。
Where there is some experience of a visible, tangible display of God in our world.
也就是神借着一个可以看得见的具体的样式来显现在我们当中。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约里面。
And so, whenever it usually happens, some of the instances relates to fire in some way.
这种的显现有好几次是以火的形式出现。
And I think what I noticed is oftentimes you could even connect it to Jesus.
很多时候它也是指向了这个耶稣基督。
But,I want to give you guys a little bit of background because we're jumping right into Daniel for no reason, out of the blue.
我希望给你们一点背景，我们 突然之间啊跳进了这个但以理书里面。
It's like a movie. You can't really jump into the movie unless you understand what's going on.
就好像看电影一样，你可能没有办法理解啊这个如果不给你一些背景。
So today is the first of 2017.
所以今天是2017年的第一这个新这个第一天。
Here the text we're about 2500 years ago.
这今天的经文是写大概在离现在可能2500年前。
And during that time, the top empire in that area was Babylon.
在那个时候这个最强盛的这个帝国就是巴比伦。
And they had conquered all these nations around.
他已经征服了他四周的大小城邦。
And one of the countries they conquered was Israel.
其中的一个就包括了当时的以色列。
And the strategy they had,
而这个巴比伦的策略
is if you resisted Babylon,
如果你抗拒巴比伦的话
then when they defeated you,
当他们打败你的时候
they would take the people.That were your leadership, your artisans, your cultural leaders, and they would move them all to Babylon.
他就会把你们当中这个最有影响力的这些领袖，或者是最好的工匠，都把他搬到这个迁到巴比伦。
It is very devious.
这是非常这个邪恶的一种的做法。
Because they take your future and they mix it with their culture.
因为他就把你们放在跟他们的跟他们的文化当中混合在一起。
And by forcing that assimilation, your culture loses its values, its distinctives as a community.
所以这样子的话，当你们被同化的时候，你们自己的文化就失去了它的独特性。
So imagine taking your children, all your children, and taking them to their country and changing the way they think.
就你可以想象，如果他把你们小孩这个带到一个完全这个异邦的文化里面完全的改变他们。
It kills all resistance, all rebellion.
就使得这个抗拒就不再存在。
And the reason why we're going to look at the story today, I'll explain it a few seconds.
我们今天要看这段故事的原因是。
But before I say that, I want to say Daniel is a story where, the Jewish God, our God, helps his people.
这个但以理的故事基本上是讲到这个犹太人的神，也是我们的神，这个帮助他的百姓
，helps them face against the most powerful country and leader of their time，
来帮助他们当时的人来
help them face against the leader，
让能够他们面对他们的当时的政治领袖。
And so I want to begin the new year with a question.
所以在新年开始的时候，我要以一个问题开始。
As the new year begins, how will 2017 change you?
当这个新年开始的时候，你想2017年会怎么样的改变你？
How will we maintain or live a life of God faith in a world that seeks to change us and transform us?
我们怎么能够在这样子一个试着改变我们的社会里面世界里面继续保持我们的对神的信仰
Sorry, I'm breathing into the phone. I think one thing I've learned over the years is when I come up here to share with you, I have a responsibility to also be teaching something that you can take forward.
我这些年的经验是当我在讲道的时候也需要能够有所教导，使你们能够有可以带回一些这个有一些收获带回去。
And so this is an encouragement for how you should consider facing the future.
也是给你们鼓励，能够怎么样面对未来。
And I have three points today to my sermon.
我今天的讲道有三个要点。
That the first point is that we have in this world a pressure to conform with.The way the world goes.
第一就是我们在活在这个世界上，我们有要向这个世界同
And we are called then to a fearless nonconformity.
我们有被同化的这个压力，但是我们同时又要能够无畏的来抗拒这样子的压力。
And my last point, which is probably you know how it always works, it brings it all together, is the idea that.The crucible, the real furnace. There's a real furnace for true refinement.
第三就是讲到能够在这样子的火窑当中能够被精炼。
Okay, so my points today are to kind of face the new year. How are we to face the new year as it tries to change us, as the world tries to change us?
所以今天的主要题目就是在这个试着要改变我们的世界里面，在未来一年，我们怎么样能够面对这样子的世界
？So let's talk about the pressure to conform.
我们第一要谈到这个。要使我们能够被同化的一个压力。
As we begin this text today,
在我们看到今天的经文开始的时候
，What you learn is that this king Nebuchadnezzar has created a huge statue.
我们看见这个王尼布甲尼撒他建了一个巨大的神像。
I'll explain it a little bit more, but it's very tall. It's about 90 feet high.
可能我会再多解释一点这个神像大概有90尺这么高。
Now that doesn't seem very big compared to some of the Chinese statues that we have today.
也许看我们今天中国人所看到的这些大这种神像，也许不算是太大。
But I recently went to Bolivia and I saw a Christ de la Concordia.
我最近去玻利维亚看到有一个耶稣基督的像。
And that statue, it was about 110 feet high.
那个神像大概有110尺这么高
，34 meters or so，
大概34公尺。
You could see it anywhere in the city。
从这个城市里面任何一个地方都可以看到这个耶稣基督的像。
So I want you to imagine that this statue of Nebuchadnezzar, this image, is so tall that anywhere in the valley where they were at, they could see this statue。
所以我希望你们能够这样子想象，这个尼布甲尼撒建的这个神像。是他可以在城市的任何一个地方都看得见。
And the rule, the call, was that if you heard a call, and you heard the music, and you saw the image, you had to bow and worship.
所以这个的规定就是当你在城市里面任何时候听到这个有这个脚声啦、琵琶这种乐器的声音响起的时候，都要一起，大家都要俯伏敬拜这个神像。
And verse 11 says that.Yeah, sorry.
所以第十一节他这样子说
，If you refuse to do it，
如果你不俯伏敬拜的话
，then you would be thrown into a burning fiery furnace，
就会被丢在那个烈火的窑中。
And so the question is, what was this exact image that they were worshiping？
但是这个问题是说这个金像到底是什么东西？
And I will say that verse 1, verse 10 of the text doesn't really tell you what it is.
第一节、第十节其实并没有告诉我们这个金像是什么样子。
They say it is a golden image. That's all it says.
它只是说它是一个金像。
And if you look at verse 14,
如果你看这个经文第十四节的时候
，It says that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up.
他说：“你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像。”
And this image, then, a lot of the commentators say, is that it's not, it doesn't, you don't, it's not focusing on what was it exactly.
所以这里讲的有些学者就说，这个金像重点不在于是它到底是什么东西。
It was the idea of what that image stood for.
而是那个金像代表的是什么
？It what it reflected was the values, the cultures, the beliefs.Of Babylon,
它所代表的就是巴比伦他们的信仰，他们的文化。
You see, I want you to understand, Nebuchadnezzar here isn't saying anything that we don't understand. He says you have to worship this thing.
我希望你们能够明白的是，这个尼布甲尼撒他所说的不是说
you have to worship only this thing.
你不是说你只能够敬拜这个金像。
What he's saying is, when we ask you to, you worship this thing.
他只是说，当我们要你敬拜的时候，你就敬拜。
But you can still worship your gods.
但是你还是可以去敬拜你自己的神。
As long as you recognize our gods too.
只要你同时也能够敬拜我们的神。
And what I would say, this is the best way to say it is, Nebuchadnezzar was saying, I don't care what you worship on a personal level privately.
所以用另外方法讲，就是你不讲，你想说你在私下的时候你要敬拜什么神，我不管。
But when you're in the world with us, you conform to what we believe in.
但是当你活在我们这个的世界里面的时候，你要与我们敬拜同样的神。
Okay, and I want you to understand today.
所以希望你们今天能够明白的是
is that this is no different from how our world works today, in our cultures, in our cities.
这个和我们今天的文化、今天的世界啊，并没有两样。
You see, in Babylon,
在巴比伦
in Rome,
在罗马
I would say even Beijing, Taipei,
或在北京或在台北
New York City,
纽约
San Francisco, LA,
三藩或者是洛杉矶
we all do the same.
我们都是在同样的环境里面。
All the culture societies say one thing.
这个所有的文化跟这个社会都告诉我们一件事情。
You can privately worship whatever you want.
你在私下可以敬拜任何的东西。
But you need to conform publicly to what we believe in.
但是在公众的场合，你要与我们有同样的敬拜。
Now, different places it looks different, right?In different places it looks different.
在每一个环境里面，也许表面看起来有一些不一样。
I would say that in the U.S.,
也许在美国
you have to have some sort of Judeo-Christian value system.
你可能需要有这个犹太跟基督教的文化。
And you need to conform to our cultural views.
所以你必须和我们的我们的文化有这个能够相融合。
And on a personal level, you can do whatever you want.
但是在私人的场合，你可以做你自己的事情。
In other places, it's different.
在其他的社会里面有一些不一样。
I don't want to point names, but there's countries we know of that you can believe whatever you want as long as it doesn't interfere with the overall system in place.
那其他地方也许我不提名，但是很多地方也是一样，就是你可以在私下做什么事情，但是你对整个社会的制度不可以相违背。
Okay, my point of saying this is very relevant to us today.
我主要说的是说这个经文跟我们来讲。今天我们对我们还是息息相关的。
And I think it affects us on a day to day.
在我们每天的生活里面也影响着我们。
Because in academics or business,
因为在这个学术界或者是商业界
especially the U.S., our world promotes us to be very ruthless, to be cutthroat, to get our point, our mission done, accomplished.
我们的这个社会要我们非常有竞争力，并且毫不留情的。这个在击败能够击败对手。
What is the results? What is the profit we make?
重要的只是在于要能够得到结果和这个利润。
And that pressure is placed on each of us. How are we to respond as Christians?
这样子的压力在我们每一个人身上都有我们但是基督徒该怎么样来回应呢
？Because perhaps to fit in, we become as cutthroat as those people.
所以也许我们为了能够适应这样子的环境我们就我们就变得更加的这个冷酷。
And then we compartmentalize our faith to Saturdays or Sundays and Fridays.
然后我们就把我们的信仰把它这个规划放在一个这个礼拜五跟礼拜天当中。
And I'll be very honest, a lot of times pastoral ministry, it deals with this.
很多的时候牧师的工作就是要来面对处理这样子的问题。
It's that clash between faith and the life lived. How can both come together well?
需要能够知道怎么样指出我们的信仰和生活必须融合在一起。
And I want you to understand the three people, the three main characters, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
要你们所看见的是这三个今天经文里面三个人叫撒德拉米撒和亚布尼哥
Okay, before I forget if Uncle, if I keep saying that the three names then 林总会一直要讲会很累 so we'll just say the three gentlemen
所以如果我们就是如果继续讲他名字每一次都要讲很长的名字所以以后我们也许就讲说那三个人
三个先生
三位先生
Yeah, they weren'tUneducated. They were very educated.
他们是受了很好的教育的。
They were public service, government serving people.
他们是在政府里面担任官职的。
And if you read in chapter 2, verse 49, they were deeply involved in the Babylonian government, the province.
如果你看他们第二章四十九节的时候，就知道他们在政府里面担任要职。
And they had become a big part of the city.As God had called them to do in Jeremiah chapter 29.
他们就成了当时社会里面这个扮演重要的角色，正如在这个耶利米书的这个里面所教导他们的。
See, they were the people that were in the role where they could seek the best of the city.
他们扮演这样子的角色，要能够为当时他们所处的环境城市来求平安。
But when they are told to prioritize their faith.
但是当他们被要求这个将他们的信仰只能够在私下进行的时候
，to face Nebuchadnezzar's request.
当他们面对尼布甲尼撒王的这个要求的时候
，they say no.
他们说他们就拒绝了。
Super courageous.
非常的这个非常的勇敢。
And I'll say this: if you are a believer in Jesus Christ today, you face a very similar pressure all the time.
如果我要说，如果你是基督徒的话，你今天也在这个地方，在这个世界里面要面对同样的压力。
If you have never, if you've never faced this before, you've never experienced that pressure or the hardship.
如果你从来不觉得自己有这样子的压力
，then are you already conforming?
也许你就已经被这个同化了。
And so that's the thought for you to think of.
这个是让你们自己要思考的事情。
And so that takes me to my next point. How does the Shishamen fearlessly not conform?
我们接下来要看这三个人他们怎么样能够无畏的来抗拒这种同化的要求。
Because Nebuchadnezzar, what he says is very interesting.
这个尼布甲尼撒所说的话其实很有意思。
He says,Hey, is it true? He gets them to come. He says, is it true that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Verse 14.
在第十四节那里他说这个真的你们是不侍奉我的神不敬拜我所立的金像吗
And I want you to see what they say because it's incredible.
这个我要给你们看见他的回答是非常的这个令人惊讶的。
Verse 16 through 18.
在第十六节到第十八节
and you can you just read it in Chinese?
第十六节到第十八节那里他说萨德拉米撒亚布尼哥对王说尼布甲尼撒这件事我们不必回答你即便如此我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来王啊他也必救我们脱离你的手既或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神也不敬拜你所立的金像
And what they were saying is, King Nebuchadnezzar, we serve, worship, and truly love God for who He is.
我们王啊，我们所他们所回答的其实就是说，王啊，我们敬拜侍奉这样子的神。
We don't do it because of what we can get from Him.
我们这个敬拜他不是因为我们可以从他身上得到什么好处。
It's not because of what God gives us that they trust God.
不是因为神给了什么，给了我们什么，以至于我们信靠他。
It's because of who He is.
我们敬拜神因为他是神。
How many times have you heard from friends, people that have said they believe in God?
这个我不晓得你们是不是常听见有许多人这个信主了，你的朋友信主。
But they don't believe in God anymore because they faced a bad experience, a hardship.
他们后来不信主了，因为他们生命里面碰到一些难处。
And they said God wasn't there for me.
所以他们说，这个上帝没有在我困难的时候
帮助。He didn't do what I expected.
他没有照着我所盼望的成就事情。
So he can't be real.
所以他一定不是真实的神。
And I would push back. I would say I don't say this direct first because they're sad. I don't say okay, you're wrong. I don't just say you're wrong.
当然我会我不会跟他们立刻就说你们是错的。
But the thing is.The way they're thinking is that God is wrapped around their agenda, their plans.
但是他们所说的实际上是神的这个计划是必须环绕着他们自己的计划而行。
It wasn't really trusting God's purpose and plan. It was trusting their own plan.
他们并不是信靠神，他们乃是信靠自己的计划。
See, if God does what you say, then yes, I'll believe in God.
所以只有当神这个照着你的计划行事的时候，你才信他。
But if not, then God can't be trusted.
但是如果神不照你的想法做，他就不值得你的信任。
And the reality is, God, that God is only as big as your expectations.
而这样子的神他这个不会大过你的期盼。
But that God is not bigger than you.
那个神也不会比你更大。
But what?The Shishamen says here.
但是这三个人这样说
They simply trust God.
他们必然信他们的神
They said, if he's there for us, great. If he's not, still great.
他们说如果这个上帝拯救他们那很好如果不拯救 也很好。
Because they understood that God was bigger than their circumstances.
因为他们知道神啊是远大过于他们。
That He would truly rescue them even in death.
知道这个神必然啊拯救他们，即使在死亡当中。
Because they knew what their salvation was.
他们知道他们的救恩啊来自何处。
And so before they even enter the furnace.
所以在他们还没有被丢进火窑之前
They already fire resistant.
他们已经是一个这个能够不怕火烧的人
They could handle anything. They could handle anything.
他们可以来处理任何的事情
Because they trusted God.
因为他们信靠神
Because they knew that nothing in this world could truly harm them.
因为他知道这个世界没有任何东西可以伤害他们
Nothing that Nebuchadnezzar could dodo to make them afraid, because they know the results.
尼布甲尼撒做的任何的事情都不能够恐吓他们，因为他们知道最后的结果是什么。
You see, I think one of the things that makes us conform is our fears.
我们会被我们会屈服在这个压力当中的原因，就是其中一个原因就是我们的恐惧。
So we succumb to the pressures of this world.
所以我们就在这个世界的压力前面屈服了。
We are afraid of a loss of personal reputation.
我们可能害怕我们失去我们个人的名声。
Maybe our safety, our emotional health.
我们这个人的安全或者是健康。
Or our comfort.
或者是舒适。
But do you truly trust God and believe that He is King above all in your life?
但是你是否真的相信神是那万王之王远超过一切。
When you understand that, you are fireproof.From the world's circumstances.
你是否知道你自己是能够抗拒那烈火的这个侵害在这个世界当中。
And so this takes me to my last point today.
所以这就让我们来到这我们今天的最后的一个要点。
The crucible of refinement.
在火窑中的精炼。
Because what happens when they respond this way to Nebuchadnezzar is he becomes furious. He becomes so angry.
是当这三个人这样子回答尼布甲尼撒的时候这个尼布甲尼撒王就极度的愤怒
In verse 13, verse 19 it says he was filled with fury
在十三节那里就讲到说他冲冲大怒
To the point his face changes
甚至十九节说他的就变了脸色
And basically the idea is he commands that the fire in the furnace is heated to seven times the strength
结果就是他吩咐人将这个窑呢这个烧的七比平常是有平常的七倍这么热。
It's so hot that the people that are called to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire are burned alive by getting close to the fire.
那火是如此的热如此的大甚至这个连要把这三个人丢到火窑里面的这些军士们都自己都被烧死。
And the crazy part was what happens next.
更这个疯狂的是接下来所发生的事情。
Because when Nebuchadnezzar looks into the furnace from a vantage point,
所以当这个尼布甲尼撒王从一个这个可以清楚看到这个他们的一个地方看着火窑里面的情形的时候
，He sees two things.
他看见两件事情。
First of all, he sees three people walking around.
他有看到三个人在里面走来走去。
These people were supposed to be tied up, and they were supposed to be dead.
他们这些人应该已经被捆绑起来，而且应该已经被烧死了。
But they're not.
但是他们并没有被烧死。
And the weird part is the last part. He sees the second point is he sees a fourth person walking with them.
第二个更令人惊讶是他看到有第四个人在他们当中行走。
In verse 25 it says the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods.
所以第二十五节那个地方就讲到说。这个第四个在火中行走的人相貌好像神子。
But I want you to understand today, when you look at fire, this idea of fire oftentimes is tied to the idea of trials and difficulties and hardships.
所以我希望你们明白这个火很多的时候是代表了这个试炼。
I think three big things we can learn from this, I'll kind of flesh each one out, about how fire is like suffering.
这个火我接下来有关于这个火的是有这个跟试炼有关系的三个方面。
And the first thing would be that suffering is something that is unavoidable.
这个受苦火跟受苦有关系这个第一个受苦是要讲的是受苦是 不可避免的。
In Job chapter 5,
在这个约伯记的第五章的地方
，It says these words.
他这样子说，
用中文翻译就好了，直接翻译可以。
OK, 约伯记第五章，他是说患祸患原不是从土中出来，患难也不是从地里发生。人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
And it even in Peter, First Peter, chapter 4.
在彼得前书第四章是这样子说。第四章他是说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
And I think I was reading a book recently that talks about this, and it said that, you know, honestly, Americans, we are the ones that do not really understand suffering.
最近我在看一本书它里面讲到说，我们美国人真的是不明白这个受苦是怎么回事。
See, others in the world understand that suffering is a part of our lives, part of our reality.
其他的世界，他们很多人都明白这个受苦是我们人生的一部分。
But when we suffer as Americans, and I'm included.
像我们包括我在内这些美国人当我们受苦的时候
we think, oh, wait a second, something's wrong with this world.
我们会觉得当我们受苦的时候，我们会觉得这个好像是一件出了一些什么特别的事情。
There has to be medication, money, or some other method to ease the suffering.
所以我们必须想办法弄这个找一些止痛的东西，让我们能够这个痛苦减轻。
Because suffering is not part of our daily vocabulary.
因为受苦不是我们日常生活的经验。
But if you look at the story of Jesus, what you see is he lives a life full of sorrow and experiences great suffering.
但是我们如果看耶稣基督自己生活的时候，在他自己身上，生命里面有许多的忧伤跟受苦。
And the truth is, life is like a furnace, and we are walking through fire.
而实情是我们的生命好像在火窑里面必须经过这样子的试炼跟受苦。
And you know the thing is, at a certain point in your life, you will lose loved ones.
在我们的生命里面，我们必然在某个时间会失去我们所亲爱的人。
Some of us have had our heart broken.
有些人会遇到这样子伤痛的事情。
Some of us have been treated unjustly.
也许我们受到不公义的对待。
But the older people here know this is part of life. The older people know this is part of life.
但是对年长的人知道这是生命中的一部分。
I think even for me personal level, I just was really sad because the New Year I was thinking about parents, and I realized they're getting old.
对我来讲也是很这个令人伤心的事情，就是注意到自己的父母他们年长了，年纪大了。
Yeah. So the first point I said was suffering is part of our reality. It's unavoidable.
所以第一个要讲提到的就是受苦是我们人生必然的事情。
But the second point is what we understand as well. Suffering as Christians is refinement.
第二要讲到受苦对基督徒来讲，它也是一个精炼的一个过程。
Right, Peter says in First Peter.
所以在彼得前书他第一节是这样子说。
And then, just read it. 六到七。
第一节第六节到第七节他说，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
So the experience of suffering is like gold being refined in fire.
所以这种受苦的经验就好像金子在火中被精炼。
And there's that song, I don't know if it's an old song, Refiner's Fire. It's one of my favorite.
我其中很喜欢的一个敬拜的歌就是这个精炼的火。
And in our faith, what it's like is like gold that goes through immense hot fire.
所以我们的信仰就好像这个金子一样经过了这个烈火的试炼，
it purifies it.
使得它更加的纯净，
it makes it more perfect, more beautiful.
更加的完美，更加的美丽。
You see, what suffering does in refinement is three things, four things.
这种的精炼给我们带来四方面的影响。
Suffering and refinement, first of all, transforms our attitude toward ourselves.
第一，使得我们对于自己的态度会有所改变。
You see, nothing like difficult circumstances make you reconsider the way you've been living your life.
没有什么东西能够像这个受苦，使我们更能面对我们自己的本相。
Right? Agreed?
是不是这样子呢？
Okay, so I'll have to flesh that out. My second one is suffering. It challenges us to reorder, reprioritize the things in our life.
受苦也迫使我们必须能够重新来为我们的人生的这个优先顺序重新调整。
It's kind of, for example, like when you lose someone you love, and it makes you realize that you don't spend enough time with your loved ones.
比方说，当你失去了你亲爱的人的时候，你才注意到你没有花足够的时间和他们在一起。
So you went, rather than working harder, what do you do? You work less to take care of your family more.
所以你就会想说，你不应该这么的更花这么多时间在工作上，而把一些时间用在这个家庭里面。
So internally, it changes what we value as important.
所以它在我们的内心里面改变我们什么让我们看见什么是更重要的。
It humbles us of our whole view of ourselves.
它同时也让我们变得更加的谦卑。
And the third, it transforms our relationship with God like nothing else.
受苦的第三方面就是能够改变我们与神之间的关系。
Because you never really know how much you love God and how much God means to you until you experience suffering.
因为你除非经过了这样子的试炼跟这个受苦，你没有办法知道上帝对你的价值到底是什么。
Like for example, this is really cheesy, but
比方说这个
old kung fu movies.
你看这些这个老的这个功夫电影
，right? They think they're very good.
他们自己可能刚开始学功夫的时候觉得自己很厉害
，but then they get defeated and something happens.
但后来他们被打败了
，and then they have to reassess and then they train harder, they develop deeper.
所以他们必须能够更加的来锻炼自己
，and it helps them to overcome the future.
能够在未来的这个竞技当中能够胜过别人。
I think of our relationship with God is when we get humbled, we realize how much more either He's important to us or He's becomes less.
所以这个比喻的意思是说我们可以在试炼当中来问自己神是不是是怎么样对我们到底如何的重要。
Was it my agenda or was it really yours that I honored?
到底我们所这个珍惜的是上帝的计划，还是我们自己的人生计划
？And another way it refines us. The last way is it affects the way we suffering affects the way we treat others. Look at others.
第四方面，这个受苦可以让我们改变我们对其他人的这个关系跟看法。
Because now you have experienced hurt, suffering, sadness.
所以当你自己经过这种受苦，你自己经过这种的忧伤。
When you hear someone that goes through the same thing, what happens?
当你看到别人也经历到有同样的经验的时候，你会怎么样做呢？
It helps you to understand their circumstances. It helps you to want to comfort them, to be patient with them.
你的经验可以帮助你怎么样与他同行，并且也给你这样子的心，希望能够帮助他。
Yeah, to like 安慰他 right?
能够安慰他。
So those are the four things. Suffering, as it refines you, affects you your self view.It teaches you what is actually important. It affects the way you look at God, and it also affects the way you look at other people, treat people.
所以这个我们的生命的这个当中的受苦，可以使得我们这个改变我们对自己的态度并且能够这个重新调整我们人生的优先顺序能够让我们这个帮助我们调整我们跟上帝之间的关系第四就是能够让我们对别人能够改变我们对别人的态度。
Because I talk about this year.
我们在今年谈到这样子的事情。
It's because I don't want us to have a false view of life.
我不希望你们对生命有一个错误的看法。
And that brings me to my third point.
就这来到 这个第三点
about suffering is that suffering it can really hurt and wreck a person.
就是受苦是真的能够使一个人这个崩溃。
It could affect a person psychologically, emotionally.
能够影响到一个人的心理跟这个这个情绪上的健康。
I didn't share this, but suffering or persecution could actually affect you culturally as a generation. The entire generation could be affected.
实际上受苦可以甚至影响改变一整个的这个世代。
Yeah, or even an entire cultural group or people group.
包括这个当时的这个世代的文化。
But what the Bible says, what this text shows.
但是在这个今天的经文告诉我们的是
is that if you trust me, God,
如果你信靠神
I will always be with you in the furnace.
神一定都与你同在。
It kind of alludes to this idea from Isaiah 43.
这就带我们来到这个以赛亚书的这样子的想法。
The second part of that verse, it says, when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you.
在这个这一节的后半段他说你从火中行过必不被烧火焰也不着在你身上。
And this brings me back to what was the fourth person in the furnace? Who was the first, fourth person in the furnace?
这让我们看见刚才的那样给我们的一个问题就是在火窑中的那个第四个人到底是谁
Who was that sons of the gods?
到底那个所谓的看起来像神子的那个人是谁
You know, when you read, that's the part of the thing. When you're reading the Old Testament, you read about angels.
在看旧约的时候你会记得他有时候提到这个天使
and then there is the angel of the Lord
当然那里会有一个这个神的使者
and the commentators would say this is a theophany it's a Christophany
在圣经学者他就会说这一位的神的使者就是神自己的显现
it's God in human form that we see
是神自己以人的形象显现在我们的当中。
It's Christ before his incarnation.
是基督在他自己道成肉身之前。
And then this commentator from the Old Testament, from the book I was reading,
在我所读的这本的书注释书里面
he said these words.
他是他这样子说的。
你就读对。
他说这个天使是上帝这个这个慈悲的上帝他自己的降生并且这个使得自己能够在罪人当中同在那他也这个和他们同行使得他在他们的当中的时候这个罪人不会因此而消灭那他也是这个神的一个圣洁神的这个一个表达的方式然后能够和罪人能够陪伴罪人那在圣经里面只有一位只有这么一位他既是与神同等但是却与主耶和华不同的那这一位他这个他有这个神完全的权柄但是他却能够使得自己和罪人同行也就是主耶稣基督自己
You see what he's saying here?
不晓得你是不是知道他这里所说的意思
How can you get into a place where suffering forms you into gold?
你怎么样能够到达这样子的地步让这样子的受苦使得你成为金金呢
Like these three gentlemen
就像这三位这个三个人
When they walked into the fire, they knew they were never alone.
当他们进到火窑的时候，他们知道他们并不是孤单的。
Because Jesus walks with them.
因为耶稣基督与他们同行。
If you realize and understand this and believe it, that Jesus has entered a greater furnace for you.
如果你知道也相信耶稣基督他自己经历了那更大的这个在那火窑当中
you can endure any furnace that you face today
你可以也忍受在你生命里面中的火的试炼
because when Jesus went into the furnace
因为当耶稣基督进到这个火窑当中
when he went to the cross on Calvary
就是在那个十字架上的时候。
You have to understand he experienced great suffering.
你要知道他在那里忍受了极大的这个痛苦。
No one walked through it for him.
没有人与他同行。
No one stood by him.
没有人与他并肩站着。
Even at the end, because of his sinfulness, because all the sin was placed upon him.
因为所有的罪恶都担在他的肩上。
As he dies, he cries out these words.
这个，所以在死的时候，他这样子的呼喊。
He says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我的神，我的神，为什么你离弃我呢？
It was so overwhelming.
在是他被这样子的悲伤完全的淹没了。
Why would Jesus experience or endure such a fire of God's wrath?
为什么耶稣基督他忍受了上帝这样子的这个他的这个咒诅呢？
I know I've been very heavy, but this is for us.
也许听起来很严肃，但这是为了我们的缘故。
Because of our sin.
是为了我们的罪。
Because we were unwilling to live for God first.
因为是我们不愿意这个照着上帝要求来过我们的生活。
He took all the wrath that we deserve.
他就取代了上帝的愤怒，背起了上帝的愤怒。
So that none of it would be placed upon us.
所以我们可以不必这个被神的愤怒所咒诅。
No other faith, no other religion offers such a salvation.
没有其他的信仰能够带给我们这样子的救恩。
Every other faith says what?
其他的信仰说些什么呢？
If you live this way or that way, you do certain things.
如果你如此的做，如此的行，
then you know what? Then we will save you.
那上帝就会拯救你。
But what happens when you suffer?
但是如果你在受苦当中的时候，你会如何呢？
It will crush you.
你就会有这样子的疑问。
It'll make you hate God.
你会这个对上帝非常的愤怒，或者是恨上帝。
It'll make you hate yourself.
你也会恨你自己。
You'll hate others.
恨其他的人。
Full of despair.
非常的沮丧。
You see, every faith has a way to do things.
每一种的信仰都有一些做事的方法。
But everything goes out the door when you're suffering.
但是当你受苦的时候，这些日常的宗教的行为都不管用。
Because when the fire gets hot enough,
因为当火这个烧的滚烫非常炎热的时候，
those things burn up.
那些这些宗教的外表通通都会被烧掉。
And you're left with nothing.
你就一无所有。
But when you know Jesus Christ,
但是我们有耶稣基督，
you realize that He is there with you.
你知道他在那个地方与你同在。
Nothing I go through will be like what he experienced for me.
我们所经历的任何东西都没有办法跟他所经历的来比较。
So I can go through anything steadfastly for him.
所以我可以在经历各样的苦难的时候依然坚定。
Because I'm already fireproof.
因为我已经是这个能够抗拒火的试炼。
And when I trust him, when I'm refined by him,
当我信靠他，而且被他来精炼的时候
，It turns me into gold.
我就变成了金晶。
I become more like him.
我就变得更像他。
George MacDonald, a Christian writer, wrote these words.
有一个这个作者他这样子说
：The Son of God suffered unto the death, not that men might not suffer, but that their sufferings might be like his.
这个耶稣基督死在十字架上受苦。的原因不是因为要让我们不受苦，而是让我们的受苦能够像他。
I know this is a really heavy sermon.
我知道这是一个非常严肃的一个这个讲道。
But I know that 2017, we don't know what will happen next for any of us.
但是我知道2017年我们不晓得前景是如何。
But my point of this sermon was to say we're never alone when we have Christ.
我所要讲的重点是不管如何我们都不是孤单同行孤单一人独行。
There's nothing that we cannot face that Christ has not already endured for us.
我们不会面对什么东西是超过耶稣基督已经承担的。
So we can live a life full of joy and full of hope.
所以我们可以过一个充满了喜乐跟盼望的生活。
We can welcome suffering.
我们可以来欢迎可能来到的这个受苦。
So as we begin the year,
当我们开始这一年的时候，新的一年。
Especially, this is why this is key.
所以这更是关键性的。
Because we get to take communion together.
因为我们要一起的来领用这个圣餐。
We get to partake of the gospel physically and personally. We get to be a part of the story.
我们可以一起的在这个享用这个福音这个。
We become actively a part of his work.
我们在可以这个在他所成就的工作当中有份。
And then we can become gold. That's fine.
并且变成这个金金。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God.
天父。
Lord, how beautiful is the story of Daniel.
能够从这个Daniel 的这里面这个故事学习。
How beautiful is the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
这三个人他们的信仰是何其的美丽。
They knew something that we didn't see, we didn't know before, perhaps for some of us.
对我们来讲，许多人他们所看见是我们过去所没有看见。
And for some of us here, we did know this.
也许我们当中有些人已经看见这样子的。
But we never thought about how you're always with us through all of the hardest things in our life.
但是也许没有看见你在我们人生所碰到各样困难的当中所。你与我们同在这样子的。
God, you're so big. You're so big. You're so much bigger than my circumstances, our circumstances.
上帝，你是如此的伟大，远超过我们世界上我们所会经历到的一切事情。
You're bigger than 2016. You're bigger than 2017.
你比2016年更大，比2017年更大。
And Lord, we submit that to you. We ask that we would trust you in the midst of the fires of our lives, the furnace of our lives.
让我们能够信靠你，在我们的生命碰到各样的苦难的时候。
As we come today to partake in your communion,
当我们来到这里一起分享这个领用这个圣餐的时候
，soften our hearts,
让我们的心柔软
，refine us like gold, refine us like gold,
让我们被精炼，好像金子一样被锻炼。
And Lord, help us to come.And remember what you've done for us.
能够纪念你为我们所成就的事情。
So Lord, we submit this time to you. We thank you again.
我们将这个自己献上以下的时间摆在你的手中。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。